The bruising battle over the debt ceiling may have ended with Senate passage today, but President Obama says the debate isn't over. The president, speaking shortly after the Senate vote, called the deal that will allow the country to keep borrowing money a first step toward ensuring that the country lives within its means. But he also said it will require both parties to work on a larger plan to cut the deficit. As you all know, the compromise approved by the Senate today and the House last night added more than $2 trillion to the debt limit and also tasked a special congressional commission to come up with more cuts. Jay Newton Small covers Congress for Time magazine. Jay, the president said the deficit reduction plan, any in the future, would include some adjustments to Medicare and reforming the tax code. He said the wealthiest Americans have to pay their fair share. At this point, some might say that that's a broken record, that the president, you know, had been saying that all along but never got it.
Indeed. I think that these comments are very much angled towards his base, which has been outraged by the deal, which they feel he gave too much away. You know, there are the entirety of the package right now comes in spending cuts and no revenues thus far. And there's no real hope, or there's only slim hope of getting those revenues before the end of the year. So I think these are a bit hollow promises going forward at this point.
Well, and you know, as we said, a bruising battle that was maybe tempered a little last night when Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords showed up to vote, obviously still recovering from that assassination attempt last January. You know, you say it only shifted the mood temporarily, but on the Democratic side, you know, Democrats were the ones who imploded late in the game when they realized that they didn't get any tax reform. What does the president have to do to heal those wounds in his party?
Certainly, I mean, he shifted almost immediately in his remarks from talking about debt reduction to talking about job creation, and I think that's a smart pivot. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi made the same case this afternoon, that they've been focusing on the wrong issue, and that if you look at polls, people don't really want to be focusing on deficits and debts right now. They really want to be focusing on what you can do to create jobs, to help the unemployed, to further, you know, investment and innovation. And so I think he's switching back to that and trying to sort of reassure his base that, you know, that this is going to be his priority moving forward, and that he's going to get progress made on that area if he didn't really make progress in the debt and deficit area for them.
Well, one problem in that thinking for him could be that most economists say, as we've been hearing, that to create jobs, you have to spend, just in the few seconds we have.
It's incredibly difficult. I mean, look, he's facing a Congress that doesn't want to spend another dime and, in fact, would like to lop off another few trillion from the budget. So finding the money in order to create those jobs is going to be his big challenge in the next few months.
Jay Newton Small, who covers Congress for Time magazine. Jay, thanks as always.
Thank you.